Another contentious issue in peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians is the right of return. That's a concept by which Palestinians who fled homes or villages in the wars of 1948 and 67 would be allowed to return. In most cases, those homes and villages are now controlled by Israel. Many of those who fled have established deep roots in countries around the Middle East, and some younger Palestinians aren't especially eager to go back. Lina Sinjab has this report from Damascus in Syria.
This is Refugees of Rab, a group made up of five young Palestinians who grew up in a camp on the outskirts of Damascus. They've never been out of Syria, and their lyrics talk about a homeland they've never seen. ...23-year-old Yasser Jamous is the lead singer.
I feel like I have two countries, Syria and Palestine. Palestine first, Syria second. When I go to Palestine, I will miss Syria.
Yasser insists he'll move to a future Palestinian state at the first opportunity.
Would it be easy to start from zero there?
Money is not life, you know. I want to return as a citizen there.
It's funny you're saying return. You've never been there.
I don't know. My grandfather was there. So I represent my grandfather.
Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fled or were displaced during the Israeli-Arab wars in 1948 and 1967. And most you meet say a similar thing. They want to return to a homeland. But for a few, that's no longer the case.
I don't know if I would leave everything and go and live there because I don't know the place. I think it's difficult to go somewhere and start everything from scratch.
School teacher Bisan El-Sharif speaks to me while giving a drama lesson to nine-year-olds. The daughter of a Palestinian mother and father, she struggles with the idea of leaving Syria for Palestine.
Our feelings toward the place are less strong for the younger generations, but it's an absent part of my identity. I know that I have a village in Palestine and I feel I have the right to know it, but I live here. My friends and my work are here. This is my world. The other side is an anonymous place to me. It's unknown.
Some believe this is the dominant view. Political analyst Sami Mubayyad says Palestine isn't as attractive as it once was for the generations of Palestinians living around the Middle East.
On the record, because it is politically incorrect to say otherwise, all of them would say, yes, I would return to Palestine. But once you sit with them in private, you hear a very different point of view. Why would a businessman, for example, why would they leave the comfort zone? Home is where the heart and the money is.
This is Yarmouk, a Palestinian refugee camp on the outskirts of Damascus. It's very different from the image of tents and slums one might imagine. This is now a residential neighborhood with beauty salons and internet cafes. And the Palestinians who live here are well integrated into society. Some even hold government posts. But everyone we spoke to in public expressed the same point of view.
You have to teach your children in the future, maybe after 100 years, that we are Palestinian, okay? This is our country, and someday, maybe after 1,000 years, we'll come back there.
We have the right to have our own land. If we want to leave and live in another country, that it has to be our choice.
And that's the crux of the issue for many. Not so much whether Palestinians would go back, but that they should be allowed to return. Walking through an airport-style security scanner, we are told to leave our mobile phones behind before meeting the deputy political leader of Hamas, Musa Abu Marzouq.
It is right for any Palestinian to go back to his land, to his home. If anyone decides not to use his right, this is his decision. Look, when the Palestinian get rights to return to their country, they going with their families, with their friends. There is no question.
The Islamist militant movement won Palestinian elections in 2006, making them a power broker in Palestinian politics, whether the U.S. or Israel accepts them or not. And Abu Marzouq insists the right of return, including to land which is now Israel, is essential to any peace deal, a sentiment Israelis say is a non-starter. For The World, I'm Lina Sinjab in Damascus.